is the thing.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I talked to Buzzhard, who then in turn called Peterson, and Sirica has not opened up the box yet.
Oh, boy.
And he hasn't provided it to anyone, and Buzzhard has Peterson going, you know, to check on the thing and apply the pressure we can, but the judge just has not opened up the box. So, as soon as I've told Fred there's no greater, you know, priority on the thing, not to make it known, but it's incredible that he's handling it this way. I'm talking about Sirica, of course. So that's the report on that.
Yep. Anything else?
No, I'm making great headway this afternoon in discussions with these press guys.
Are you?
Yes, sir. Yeah. The tone is not negative at all toward, you know, they're starting to begin to at least attempt to put this thing into perspective in terms of their actions.
So,
yes, I do. Just keep driving against it, working against it. That's what we have to do.
Right.
I detect very little suspicion or about the president. I think what we're involved here is that we have to, as we were talking earlier in your office, we have to begin to convey the impression, number one, that we can't prejudice the rights of individuals, but while doing that, convey the impression of openness. I simply think that one of the things that we have to do is spend more time. I'm not referring to the president, but I'm referring to all of us in here in the mornings, spending more time preparing for these briefings. Because they, at this time,
are
an important reflection of the White House and the tone of the White House.
That's right.
And what we're not doing is we just aren't sitting down and spending the time. And I think, you know, in terms of what we're up against here, King and Garment and Buzzhardt and Parker, Doug Parker, the lawyer over there, we should take an hour from 9 to 10 every morning
to
review the stories and present our case.
That's right.
Because we're not doing that, and therefore we're going out there
and being
a defensive and so forth. There's no more important thing we can do.
It's really worth it, Ron.
That's exactly right. And as we do that, for example, your schedule this morning, it's a positive schedule.
Right.
Your schedule tomorrow is a positive schedule. But what we have to do is prepare our face for the daily briefing.
And,
I think perhaps we're not doing enough of that. There are a lot of things that we probably can say, bounce them off of Buzzhardt and Parker and Haig, that we can begin to appear looser and less defensive and so forth. And I think that's what I was trying to get to today.
Sure. For example, that we're not, that our witnesses are not pleading, they're being very, very forthcoming.
That's right.
As far as privilege are concerned.
That's exactly
they're
right.
Testifying about their own activities.
That's right.
They're not, you know, presidential conversations are only, you know, they're not always privileged. Well,
that's
virtually
right.
They are, unless they involve.
Anticipating the questions and blocking it out so that we appear not to be infringing on the judicial process, but, you know, we're covering in a very positive way what we're doing.
Yeah.
So,
that's where we are.
Yeah. You know, this thing about this damn Dean box is getting to be ridiculous. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm, the judge claims not to know what's in it.
Well, he has not opened it yet.
Yep. And,
Dean has only described that it's 43.
Well, he hasn't said. He has indicated that there's one 43-page document. My speculation is that he has his Camp David report and probably innocuous
code material, which
Freud just might have maybe his memorandums of conversations with,
which he may have classified on his own or something.
Sure. Which will always be serving for him.
That's right.
But,
there's no question about the fact, Mr. President, when I talk to these press guys, they look at me not as two-faced, but five faced. This guy, if we let him go, is going to drive himself right down into the ground.
You think so?
Yes, sir. I've got that impression from all spectrums this afternoon, from Edgar Poe to John Apple to Ted Knapp to Peter Lissagore to Jack Horner, everyone.
What do they say? I mean,
well, they just say that the Dean apparently is launching his own two-faced public relations campaign, that they don't trust him. If we let him run a string here, he's not going to be as Apple.
What is his?
Out, he's not a very formidable opponent for the President of the United States. Which is, has the added virtue of being absolutely the truth.
As a matter of fact, as of the present time, he seems to say that he's not an opponent of the President, doesn't he?
He does say that, but
you know what I mean?
They even sense if he attempts to build in that direction, he's not. And these guys are starting to let their hair down. Many of them are disgusted with the process that's going on. As they pointed out to me this afternoon, lawyers of these various people call the source stories, and then the principal denies it, and then the next day another lawyer calls to say don't pay any attention to the denial. They're beginning to get a perspective of what's happening in this town. Fortunately, none of it is aimed specifically at the president, but they're talking about the process.
Yeah.
And at least we're getting them thinking about this process. And
the curious thing that Dean would give an interview to the Star, wasn't it? Was it a special interview to just one reporter?
Yes, it was.
But then what again was the thrust of the damn thing?
Well, his point was that he's only a speck in the cosmos, and he's not out to get the president. That he's not out to get anyone, that he simply wants his side of the story to be told, and that Haldeman is a hard-working guy and a dedicated guy. He said he's certainly not out to get the President of the United States. Doesn't feel he could if he wanted to. And then he made the, I think, very telling point where he said that John Ehrlichman was something else. I think that's where his bitterness goes to.
John Ehrlichman, he uses the words, is something else.
Yes, sir. Precise quote.
Yeah. Where is Buzzard now, do you know?
It's in his office.
Yeah, yeah. Would it be useful for you and him to come over and talk to me a little while, you think?
Can I have a...
You're busy. Well,
I'll come over. I have a meeting with the White House correspondents.
No. Let that go. I'll get Buzzard to come over.
Okay,
that's
sir.
Good. Thank you. And look, on the box thing, what is the judge saying? He's not announcing anything? Or did we get the impression he was going to do it at 4 o'clock? I mean...
Well, the impression I had earlier today was that he was going to do it this afternoon at about 4, but he just has not acted.
Mm-hmm.
So what Sirica's play is here, we just don't know. Buzzard has dispatched Peterson to try and find out.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, ask Buzzard if he could drop over to my office.
I will. Yes, sir.
He'll be. Okay.